PFT Media.
Hey, what's in store today? There's happiness and joy and Jesus Christ on a paper plate. Hey ho, let's go to the stripper pole and make a buck and take a fuck up the... Hey, I'm Mark Veritelli and welcome to Orlando Opinions Interclapping Sound here. None of my opinions presented on the show reflect the opinions of the Daily City or any businesses associated with it. First topic, I got nothing to talk about. It's the best way to start a podcast. Because here's the thing. I talk about stories on this show once a week because I go out and about in the town, up in the town, and I do things, and then I come back and talk about it, or a combination of I take stories from the blog, which I've been writing all week, and then I talk about them. Well, this week, neither happened, okay? Because this week, we record this on Saturday, this past Saturday. So this week has been the week leading up to Indoor Farmers Market. This is a project that I have done once on June 9th, and I'm doing it again on July 28th. And I'll be honest, the week leading up is not stressless. It's, you know, you can imagine. It's an the first event had 1,500 people showing up. We had 23 vendors. We're dealing with a venue. We've done advertising. And this time is no more or less stressful. So I've taken the whole week to work on that project, and I didn't blog, I didn't go anywhere, I didn't do anything. I just totally worked on that. So this episode is going to be very, very short. First topic is my mouse. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, first topic. So last week I recorded the podcast at the PFT Media Studios, and I left my mouse there. And you might be thinking, oh, big deal, who cares, shut up, talk about Orlando. But I'm like, well, I would if I would have blogged and done so. So, but it's a big deal because if you use a mouse, like, you know, it's hard. So I did. Okay, and here's the thing. I left the mouse. It was on a Saturday. And I realized on the Sunday... This is the throwing shade part of the show I told you about. On the Sunday afterwards, I called PFT me, or I emailed, texted, and said, hey, I need to come get that mouse. He's like, great. Hey, I'm recording. I'm going to leave it. The front door open. Come on in. So, get in my car. Drive 30 fucking... That's my alarm. That's my calm down alarm. It'll go off in another 10 minutes. He says, yeah, come on, front door's going to be open. I say, great, I drive 30 minutes. And, you know, we don't live that far away, but it takes 30 minutes to get here. I get here, and the door's locked. Now, picture it, Sicily. You can't knock hard because he's recording a podcast. You can't, well, actually, no, I ended up calling him. I called him and texted him because I thought, here's the thing. I thought, well, if I call him, he might get mad at me because he's recording a show. But then I thought, oh, his ringer is going to be off, so it won't interrupt his show. But then I thought, oh, well, his phone's going to be near him because his phone's always near him. So he'll see, oh, Mark's here. And maybe he'll push pause and get up off his and walk to the door and let me in. Nothing happened. Multiple texts, multiple calls. And I'm, you know, look, I've never been in, like, he has multiple people in the room. He's recording, I'm recording a show, and it's very stressful, and who knows if he, so I wasn't, like, angry. I was like, this is just, it just sucks for me because I have to drive. Big deal. Who cares? So I get in my car, and I drive back, and I'm driving back. The most torrential rainstorm I've ever driven in my 409 years of living on this earth. I couldn't see. I was in Winter Park, so I didn't feel safe to pull over on the side of the road because some white rich woman might mug me. So I just kept driving real slow. And the whole time, I was just calming myself down, saying, don't get mad. There's no reason to get mad. You can't get mad. Because I used to get mad at whenever you're in a situation that you can't control, that would make me the most angry. It's like, I can't fix this. Let me get more angry. So I said, so I got home and we made an agreement. Okay, well, I'll pick up the mouse on Monday. I said, leave it on your door, your stoop. Leave it on your stoop. And Monday comes around and you couldn't get me to drive the 30 minutes again. I was like, no, I'm not. So I picked up the mouse today. End of story. Scene one, act one. Next topic. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, Daily City. I know most of you probably don't like talking about the theme parks, but it is the one and only thing that makes our town unique. And if you don't like that truth, you're weird. So I went to the Polynesian Bar. I've talked about this before. This is the bar on the second floor of the Polynesian Hotel lobby. And the reason I like to go there is because if you're a grown-ass woman like I am, you don't go to Magic Kingdom without alcohol. And I'm sorry, I am too old, too grown to put vodka in a clear water bottle and tee-hee, pour it into a $2, $3.20 Diet Coke, straddling a toilet while two kids on either side of me in the other stalls are pooping and shitting and farting. And, you know, I can't. I'm not doing that. I did that in my 20s, right? I did that in my it was like, oh, no one knows. No, I'm not doing it. I'm a grown-ass woman. So, and also, me and my friend are trying to lose weight. So we park in the Magic Kingdom parking lot, and I'm like, let's walk. We walk from his car in the Disney Magic Kingdom parking lot all the way to Polynesian. It's a long road to walk, depending on where you park. And long story short, by the time we walked to Polynesian, walked Magic Kingdom, and then we walked, instead of taking those damn trams, because I'm a grown-ass woman again, I'm not getting on a tram with somebody trying to be funny in a speaker over my head in a seat made of plastic. Mm-mm. So we walked 6 miles. Bitch, 6 miles. Who lost weight that day? I did. I want to piggyback on this story because the point of the story wasn't to tell you how much weight I've lost. The point is to tell you that there's this secret sidebar. There's a secret sidebar on the second at the second floor bar of the Polynesian Resort Hotel and Casino. So there's this bar, and it's got three sides. And I've gone there before and gotten terrible service because they never put enough bartenders there. They always put one or two bartenders, and they're always overwhelmed because some bitch walks up and, oh, my family's over there, so I'm going to order 6 of these drinks, which require this one bartender to scoop out the innards of 6 coconuts. Fuck you and your goddamn coconut. Get out of here. He has to make these coconut. He scoops the stuff out. He has to mix the drinks. And there's like 9 coconuts lining this bar. And you're like, I just want a vodka diet. I just want a vodka. But he will not step out of line because these tourists are paying. So I'm pissed off. And I look to my right. And there's these two ladies who are servers who should be called them servers and not ladies. Because who knows if they're ladies. They might. Anyway. There's this sidebar. It's like where, like, I guess if you're a cocktail server, I don't know what you call them, but they're not behind the bars. They're not bartenders. They're like walking around where people are sitting because most people are in this bar and sitting around this bar because they're waiting to go into this restaurant. So I walk up to them and I'm like, can I order from you? And she goes, yeah. So I skipped Coconut Man, I skipped Bitch with her 9 drinks, and I ordered my vodka diet. So I suggest that to you. The next time you're at the Polynesian Bar, look for this little nub, and it's got a cashier's register machine, and there's like, it's all the shit that you put on top of the drink. It's like they don't make the drinks, they order them there, and then the bartender makes the drink. Somehow she got it to me really fast. Anyways, it's a Disney tip. Okay, now it's time for the next topic. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, Daily City. This is a new segment called Meet the Orlandos. It's where you get to talk to, and I get to meet, new people in Orlando doing innovative, excellent stuff. On the show today is Chris Crespo. Hello.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming.
I appreciate you inviting me on.
Yeah, just, you know, okay, let's
we're having fun, we're having a good time.
What do you do?
I produce podcasts and other media stuff through PFT Media, as well as host trivia shows around town.
Wasn't listening. So you do trivia.
Yes.
Like you're the host.
I am the host in front of a room full of typically drunkish people. Try to help them feel smart.
Is that stressful?
It can be, depending on how drunk the people are and the environment itself, but sometimes it's very fun and easy.
Do you find that you take things that you do or things that you do at the trivia and then they have applicability to other things?
Yes, it is very much a public speaking type of thing where I get a good like mic time in front of people. I can get comfortable performing in a way in front of folks. It is helpful.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you also run the podcast.
I run the podcast empire around here in this town with Steve Etche. He's a co-podcast guy at PFT. But yeah, we produce shows like this one, like Orlando Opinions and the Daily City SS. Thank you very much. Insert applause here.
Who's Steve Etche?
He is the co-founder of PFT Media. He hosts shows like Offcuts and Tidbits, and he's a good guy. Pinball freak.
And he records his podcast. Are we allowed to say this?
Yes.
Without his shirt.
Mostly. Usually. Sometimes in a robe. It's winter, so he doesn't really wear the robe. I'm sorry, it's summer. It's too hot. It's a winter type of thing.
Does he live in a domicile that doesn't have air conditioning?
No, it's quite cool. The temperature's correct.
The temperature's
correct. He just doesn't like the feeling of clothing against his skin.
Does he have... Well, I don't want to ask any personal things.
Yeah, well, that's...
How did you get into podcasting?
Because I started with SBK Live on the radio, and then when that show ended, people were asking me what I was going to do, so I figured I'd do a podcast.
What's your favorite podcast that you currently do not produce, but you do actively listen to? It could be local, or it could be national.
One of my favorites for a long time has been Comedy Bang Bang, which is an improv show, and it's a show so successful as a podcast that got turned into a weird anti-comedy sort of late-night talk show on that format anyway for the IFC channel, and there's like six seasons of it available on Netflix, and it's still going. It's been for 10 years now, based out of Los Angeles.
Oh, in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Cross-country.
There's people that I see every now and then, because I don't watch a lot of TV, but I'll see people, because I studied improv for a hot second in New York City, and there's people that you're required to go to shows and watch the real people do the improv.
Sure.
And there's several that I see on TV every now and then. Some of them are very successful, like the redhead, I kid you not, she did a one-woman show, and... It was a rent. You go, like they just say, you have to go to see shows, and you can get in free if you're a student. You can go to you get in line. You can see any show you want, and some of them are improv, some of them are scripted. This one was scripted, and she's the redheaded actress on. I don't watch that much TV. Saving Polly Plunkett, Meeting Molly Brown,
Marvelous Ms. Maisel.
Marvelous Ms. Maisel. It's real funny, and it's got the black gay guy who's like super funny.
Yeah, I think
it's the lady who plays the rich blonde lady.
Is that a Tina Fey show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Excitable Skimmy Schmitz.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unbreakable.
Unbreakable Skimmy Schmitz. Yeah.
Yes.
That lady, okay. The redheaded lady. Okay. I saw her do one woman show.
Cool.
Yeah, and now she's like famous.
Yeah.
And then there was these other comedians that were really like. They're the ones that you see in the improv show, and you're like, that is a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see them every now and then, like, in things. And I don't know why I brought that up. I guess because you said it was an improv show or an improv podcast.
Yes, it's improv. Yes, it started as a live improv. No, it started as a live stand-up comedian showcase. And then it became a radio show called Comedy Death Ray. And then that got turned into a podcast when the radio station flipped. And became like a Spanish music station instead of talk radio. And then Comedy Death Ray became Comedy Bang Bang, and it was an improv comedy show.
How expensive do you think it is to start a radio station? It
can't be that expensive. I mean, it depends how big you want the station to be, right?
Yeah, because like if you just want to broadcast in Orlando, is that expensive?
What do you need, 25,000 watt antenna?
I don't know.
Relatively cheap.
Wouldn't that be cool?
We should get a.
Would you like to do that?
We should do. We should start a GoFundMe.
In addition to what you're doing, to
everything that we're doing, add a radio, get the license at a station.
Yeah, and then like play your podcast.
I think we should be able to do that. I don't see why we can't.
But then it's kind of like it's like building a venue. Like when you build a venue, your job then becomes to fill it, continue, and then to advertise to get people to go to the to stuff that you filled the venue with, all the shows. So, like, as soon as you get, you think, like, oh, we'll put all the podcasts on the radio, and but then you've got to, like, get people to listen to the radio show.
Yep. Well, we all know, hard. You know, radio is the future.
Yeah.
Terrestrial radio. That's what it's all about.
Oh, you're making fun of me now. Yeah. I guess so. There's no, there's not really value in radio anymore. Is that what you're saying?
There is some value, but.
But podcasting is the future.
It's different. Yeah. Maybe well, not the future, it's the present. Something else is the future.
Donuts. Improv. I did a callback. No, but you're right. Radio is kind of like old school, but it's kind of like sometimes when you bring. I'm not defending my point because I'm not defensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am. Very. I take everything personally.
Everything. There's,
oh my God, you have no idea. In my business, I take everything personally. It's always about. I get an email. I get asked a question. It literally, they want to be like, can I? That's my reminder down.
That's the end of the episode.
Okay. What were we talking about?
Improv comedy in New York City.
Improv. Oh yeah, that was what made me laugh because I thought that you said the Comedy Bang Bang was improv.
It is,
but it's no. You said it was stand up.
It started as stand up, turned into a radio show, turned into an improv podcast, turned into a TV show.
Oh,
it's still a podcast.
Yeah, it's like what I wanted to talk about was like so when I would see so obviously when I see the redheaded lady,
yes,
that's one experience. Like, oh, I saw you in New York as a, and now you're, but there's other people that you see and they're like still that like, they'll pop up on TV, but it's like a small show or a small role, but they're not TV shows. They're like these. A show like that, like
a streaming series.
A streaming series or whatever. And it's real professional, and it's good, and you're like, they're still working and working at it, and you kind of, you get this one, you have two feelings, because you remember them, and you're like, oh, I could, had I stuck with it, maybe I would, or you think like, wow, you're still,
trying.
I had stuck with it, I could still be doing what you're doing. Yeah. You know, like, we're like, oh, I'd, so like, yeah, I'm in this place where like I'm trying to not be jealous of people and just celebrate their happiness.
You're not supposed
to
measure
them at the same time.
Oh, you always got to criticize, but you're not supposed to measure your own success against others. That's the thing, I think.
Yeah, that's so hard for me.
It's hard to do.
Because like it's easy for me to feel like that way because I don't like to perform anymore. But like when people are doing the stuff that I'm doing, I just fall apart. And I'm taking this whole year to like work on that.
Be positive.
Among many things, but to celebrate someone else's success is not my failure. And that might sound to some people like, of course it is. Of course, like, duh, no shit. What the fuck? But my brain went through something. Something happened to where I had these terrible reactions to where if other people get something that I wanted, I have now lost. I should stop trying. There's no reason to go on trying. Let's just get out of it because I've lost. And like every time you see someone winning who you, it's just so painful. But now I'm training my brain to do things differently.
It sounds smart.
It's
hard though.
It's smart.
You have to actively do that, right?
Yes. It's like you have hair, right? And you have a ponytail. So, like, you can have a ponytail and some of the hair is kind of pulled out sometimes. And you go back and you fix the ponytail.
Sure.
And it's always, like, you'd rather have a ponytail than have your hair out and about, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
So that's what this year feels like. Like, sometimes I'm always working on this. But sometimes I'm not doing it really well. So, like, my hair is kind of coming out of the ponytail. But I'd rather it be in the ponytail than not.
So you got to be more active in fixing the messed up ponytail of your life.
Yeah.
Of your mental well-being. The ponytail of your brain.
Yeah, because it affects everything else. Because I've had a couple really successful things. I can't think of anything right now, but...
Farmer's Market.
Farmer's Market and, yeah, Flea. And Flea. And there's a couple other I can't remember. But yeah, those two. They did... But I didn't start the year going, I have a list of goals that I want to do, and this is going to make me happy. I started the year going, like, I'm just going to try to work on my mental health. And because of that, other things have happened. And that's where I want to stay in. This is about you, though. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. I'm in Orlando.
All right, now it's time for the next topic. Ba da ba ba ba, Daily City. Food trends. You like food? What's next? What's hot? What's not? So, you know, every now and then these food trends pop up. We've had bacon. Remember bacon in 2011? Food trucks, 2011. Cupcakes, 2009. Donuts, right now. Fake guacamole. Google it. If you think you know the next food trend, not the one that's happening right now, because I'm not an idiot, I know what's happening right now, but the one that's on its way, because that's what, I mean, that's where you prove your meat. Like, that's where you show me your meat, is if you know what's coming next and no one knows it. That's the secret to my success. Email your ideas to mark@thedailycity.com, mark@thedailycity.com. We will read your responses on the air, and if we don't get any responses, we will make some up. So what I think is on the horizon, I thought donuts had been a tired, like, not tired, like, negative, but, like, they are current, and we've known about them. They're not, like, the next thing. But in the July edition of the print Daily City version, we print 1,000 copies, and we take them to, we deliver 50 copies to 20 businesses, right? That's math. Yeah. We did a donut guide to Orlando, and it got really, really good response. And I thought I was putting information out there that people kind of, we know about donuts. That's right. But no, the response was very positive, so thank you. So if you think you know what the next food trend is, email me, okay? Thank you for listening to Orlando Opinions. Remember, next week we'll be back with your answers to what is the next food trend. I'm Mark Baratelli, and remember, you're an Orlando.
A PFT Media production.